Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, Chabarim. This is Yadin right here, here for La Rastafari Cha. Rastafari, the Wednesday podcast right here. The Upper Room, the Zion podcast. We have today's daily psalm, Psalm 7, concerning Cush, Benyamini, the Benjamite, Cush. What does Cush mean? Here. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, we have Psalm 7. Then we have the evening psalm, Habarim. So let's rise up to Isis. Here, the evening psalm appointed here for the fourth day of the Shabuah, the fourth day of the seven. Here, what's called Wednesday. So once again, the Jah Rastafari, the wisdom, Wednesday, upper room.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren.
Yes. Well, the upper room, that's the Thursday podcast, but always in the higher heights, right here, the Wednesday psalm. Interesting, the mystical link here between the Wednesday psalm, the psalm appointed here for the fourth day, and today's daily psalm, Psalm 7. But first, here, rise up, freestyle, eyes, yeah, eyes.
Psalm 94. A chant for the congregation. The Avenger. The vengeance Jehovah. To thee, to the eye belongs. Proclaim thy wrath aloud. Great judge of all, redress our wrongs. Let justice smite the proud. They say, Jah, nor sees nor hears. Fools, when will they be wise? Can he be deaf who formed their ears, or blind who made their eyes? Their thoughts shall meet his stern rebuke. He knows them false and vain. But should his saints transgress, a look shall win them back again. Thy chastening arm, who meekly feels that man is greatly blessed, to such thy mercy, Jah, reveals a law that yields him rest. While many a roving dream and care comes over I deep and sad, my wild thoughts branching here and there, thy comforts make I glad.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth. O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. And I said, my foot slippeth. Thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with these which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense. My God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
For the fourth day of the seven that they call Wednesday, according to Gregorian, right here, here, the evening psalm, Psalm 94. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 7. Interesting notes, some interesting notes about Psalm 7, the seventh psalm. The superscription says concerning the words of Cush, the Benjamite. Who was Cush, the Benjamite? And what's the mystical link between the evening psalm here, Psalm 94, theme is vengeance. It's interesting, the psalm here at the midway day, you know, the midway of the 7 days right here, the middle day of the Shavua right here, and here in the sequence and the season, according to the royal order, Psalm 7, we're riding up with the Rhema Isis, the evening Isis, based on Psalm 94. Here's Sister Aisha.
Vengeance surely will come down on anyone.
Psalm 94, the vengeance, judgment, Queen Omega, yeah.
Escape, get caught in the wire. Wicked man, full time you expire. Shalomta Betaseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Magazine, I don't know, black respect, seen black.
I am the son of God.
I am the father of my son.
Tell Babylonians, tell them the judgment not start yet. Tell them the judgment not start yet.
Judgment not start yet. Judgment not start yet. A little incident go down one day. The one of them start friends. Judgment not start yet. Judgment not start yet. A 2 minute already she go push it off yet. Tell them this. Judgment not start yet. Judgment not start yet. The lion they not ready to come out yet. Tell them this. Judgment not start yet. Judgment not start yet. You think you see nothing, you don't see the half yet. Steel buster secret and fool. Make me go expose some of the land coal. Black people mind where they want control. And of them same one they teach me African gold. But would I never ever sell a military open soul. Fire pan a boy we visit the wrong zone. Me see the devil stand up with his scissors and quote. Me see the police boy stand up with him long chrome. But none of them
jam left in a CI town.
And none of them
jump off in a CI bound.
Fear on the try that him and him friend them jump. When I see the muscle in the mouth, they from out of town. And empty food. And me see what they have come
running out from now.
Them bow to the king was it up and he triple clown. Lion goes a dark eyes down. Not even shake him kill and make a bloodbath sound.
But I learned this.
Judgment not start yet. Judgment not start yet. A little incident go down one day. The one of them start threat. Judgment not start yet. Judgment not start yet. A 2 minute already she go push it off yet. Tell them this. Judgment not start yet. Judgment not start yet. The lion they not ready to come out yet. Tell them this. Judgment not start yet. Judgment not start yet. Your pretty sitting above up in her arm yet. Fire burn and only fire it a smoke. See them a corruption on your come a chance vote. Fight against the herb world, them a yam cook. You would have never lift it in the Rasta man vote. Let's take a cool second to bring it from your palm wood. Cut off the man so one and the man a yam vote. We dwell in a corruption that's a Babylon vote. Put up on a Mr. Dark Glass and a lamp coat. So tell them this, judgment not start yet. Judgment not start yet. A little incident go down one day, the one of them start friends. Judgment not start yet. Judgment not start yet. That's too many ready to go, go push it off yet. Tell them this, judgment not start yet. Judgment not start yet, the lion. They're not ready to go march yet. Judgment not start yet. Judgment not start yet. They think you see nothing, you don't see the half yet.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the inequities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
Boom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have Psalm
7.
Mizmor Zayin, Shigayon LeDavid, Asher Shar LaDonai, Al Divrei Chush Ben Yemini. Adonai Elohai.
O Lord my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me and deliver me, lest he tear my soul like a lion, rending it in pieces while there is none to deliver. O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there be iniquity in my hands, if I have rewarded evil unto him that was at peace with me, yea, I have delivered him that without cause is mine enemy. Let the enemy persecute my soul and take it. Yea, let him tread down my life upon the earth and lay mine honor in the dust. Selah. Arise, O Lord, in thine anger. Lift up thyself because of the rage of mine enemies, and awake for me to the judgment that thou hast commanded. So shall the congregation of the people compass thee about. For their sakes, therefore, return thou on high. The Lord shall judge the people. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness, and according to mine integrity that is in me. O let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just. For the righteous God trieth the hearts and reins. My defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. God judgeth the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. If he turn not, he will whet his sword. He hath bent his bow and made it ready. He hath also prepared for him the instruments of death. He ordaineth his arrows against the persecutors. Behold, he travaileth with iniquity, and hath conceived mischief, and brought forth falsehood. He made a pit, and digged it, and is fallen into the ditch which he made. His mischief shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come down upon his own pate. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High.
Break every chain. In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, an exalted power to the lion, 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 in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself, 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 himself.
Zion, hear today's song, it's more of Zion. Psalm 7, Psalm V-I-I. Shigayon, Shigayon, impulsive speech. It's more of Zion, hear today's song, it's more of Zion. Psalm 7, Psalm V-I-I. Shigayon, Shigayon, impulsive speech. Shigayon, impulsive speech. Lid David of David. Asher Shar, which he sang. La Yahuwah to Jehovah, to he who be, we be. Al Divrei Kush, concerning the matter of Kush. Ben Yamin, the Benjamite. Shigayon, the Dawi. Asher Shar, La Yahuwah, Al Divrei Kush. Ben Yamin. Shigayon, impulsive speech of David, that he sang to he who be, we be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, concerning the matter of Kush, Ben Yamin, the Benjamin. Here he break through the first verse. Here in the KJV, the King James Version, using superscription. Superscription right here. He break through the first verse, the Aleph. The first verse. Here, Mizmor Zayin. Mizmor Zayin. Mizmor Zayin. Psalm 7. And here, Midrash note on Ben Yamin. Ben Yamin. Benjamite. David, uses Cush. Ben Yamin. Cush the Benjamite. As a circumlocution. Circumlocution for King Saul because of the danger in cursing the name of the king or the king by name. So here, David, according to Midrash notes, he uses Cush, Ben Yamini, Cush the Benjamite, or Cush the Benjamite, as a circumlocution for King Saul, for Shaul HaMelech, because of the danger in cursing the king by name. And here a circumlocution is defined as the use of many words where fewer would do, especially in a deliberate attempt to be vague and evasive. What does circumlocution mean? The use of an unnecessarily large number of words to express an idea. Had no patience with diplomatic circumlocution. Evasion in speech. Circumlocutions concerning what constitutes torture, for example. So a circumlocution is basically defined, according to the Oxfordian definitions of the English, as the use of many words where few would do, especially in deliberate attempts to be vague or evasive. Paraphrasing, as it were. So, Dawi refers to Kush Ben Yamini as a circumlocution for Shaul HaMelech, King Saul, because of the danger in cursing and cussing the king, HaMelech, by name, Hashem. So the verse here, Shigayon, impulsive speech, Shigayon, Lidawid Asher Shala Yahuwah Ala Divrei Kusha Ben Yamini, of David, that he sang to he who be we be to Jehovah concerning the matter of Cush, of Cush, Ben Yamini, Cush the Benjamite. This verse is to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Kohelet, in the preacher called Ecclesiastes, chapter 10, verse 20. Curse not the king, no, not in thy thoughts. Gam be madaika meleka alatik alel. Curse not the king, no, not in thy thought. Gam, also gam, bi madaika, in thy thought. Melech, the king, altik alel, curse not. That is, curse not the Melech, the king who lives in thine own time. Cuss not the king that lives in thine own eye or thine own time. And curse not the rich in thy bedchamber, the verse goes on to say. And curse not the rich in thy bedchamber. Uwavi chadreya. Misha Kavaka Alatik Alela Ashir. And curse not the rich in thy bed chamber. Uwa be Chadreya Misha Kavaka Alatik Alela. That is to say, not even to thyself. Cuss the rich man who lives in thine own time, in thy own Iowa. For a bird of the ear shall carry the voice, the verse goes on to read. For a bird of the ear shall carry the voice, shall carry the vodka. Okay, and this is Key off, Hashemayim, your leak, Eta Hakol. Eta Hakol, let's see. You craving. And here, Midrash note on by the raven, what Rav Jeremiah said, whatever thou sayest of the king, of the Melech, or the Asher, will be carried to them by the raven. The Midrash note said that the ancients, the Kadmonim, right, they regarded the raven as a prophetic bird. The ancients regarded the raven as a prophetic bird. Or Midrash on Mizmor Zain, Psalm 7, goes on to say, or revealed to them by divination from the flight of birds. And that which hath wings shall tell the matter. The verse here in Kohelet, in the preacher, Ecclesiastes, chapter 10, verse 20, goes on to say, and that hath wings shall tell the matter. Uava Allah Knafima Yageda Davar. And that which hath wings. Uba Allah Knafim. And that which owns wings, that has wings, the owner of the wings, Uaba Allah Knafim, shall tell the matter. Yagi, to tell, Dabar, Yagi the Dabar, shall tell the matter. Indeed, for such curses, even walls have ears. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Hila One, Baruch Hu. Blessed be He, asked David, asked David, in saying, according to the words of Mizmor Wawe, the sixth psalm, 11th verse, let all thine enemies be ashamed and sore vexed. Yevoshu v'yevahilu amod poloi vai. All mine enemies, may all mine enemies be ashamed and sore vexed. Yevoshu v'yevahilu amod poloi vai. All mine enemies shall be ashamed, yeboshu, and sore affrighted and vexed, with yebahilu mod kol oibai. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked David, in saying, may all mine enemies be ashamed and sore vexed. Why dost thou cuss? Why does the eye curse? Why dost thou curse mine anointed, mine Moshiach? Dost thou not call Shaul enemy? Oy bai, oyev. As is said, according to the words of Psalm 18, first verse, Hebraically superscription in the KJV, David spoke the words of this song in the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies, from the hand of Saul, from the hand of Shaul. Lam natzeach le'avadi Yahuwah le'David asher diber la'Yahuwah et divrei ha'shira hazot b'yom hitzili Yahuwah oto mikaf kol oibay u'miyad Shaul. David spoke the words of this song in the day that Yahuwah, that he who be, we be, that Jehovah delivered him from the hand of all his enemies, from the hand of Saul. Lanatzeach le'eved Yahuwah le'David asher diber la'Yahuwah et divrei hashira hazot b'yom hitzil Yahuwah Oto mikaf kol oibay u miyad Shaul. David replied, Rivon shel haolami Master of the universe, universal master. Do not fetch up against me words spoken impulsively, as though they had been spoken deliberately. And here you hear Midrash note on, as though they had been spoken deliberately. Hear. Do not fetch up spoken deliberately, such as the P.E., the Prince Edition. Some say the E.T., the edited text is corrupt. A variant reading is the words spoken in malice, that thou, the I, bringest up against me, were, really, spoken in misunderstanding. As scripture says, according to Psalm 19, verse 13, who can understand his impulsive words? Shagiot. Who can understand his impulsive words? Shagiot. Miyavin. Who can discern errors? Shagiot. Miyavin. Miyavin. Who can discern or hear? Who can understand me? Yabin? Me? Yabin? Me? Who? Yabin? To understand, understand, overstand. Me, Yabin? Who can understand his impulsive words? Shagiot. Shagiot. Who can discern errors? Shagiot. Me, Yabin?
מזמור זין, שיגיון לדוד, אשר שר לאדוני על דברי חוש בן ימיני. אדוני אלוהי בך חסיתי, הושיעני מכל רודפי והצילני. פן יטרוף כאריה נפשי, פורף ואין מציל. אדוני אלוהי, אם עשיתי זאת, אם יש עוול בחפיי, אם גמלתי שולמי רע, ואכל לצה צוררי רקם, ירדוף אויב נפשי, וישג וירמוס לארץ חגי, וכבודי לעפר ישכן סלע. קומה אדוני באפיך, הנשא בעברות צורריי, ועורה אליי, משפט צדידה, ועדת לאומים תסובבקה, ועליה למרום שובה. אדוני ידין עמי, שופטני אדוני, כצדקי וכתומי עלי. יגמורנה רע רשעים, ותכונן צדיק, ובוחן ליבות וכליות, אלוהים צדיק. מגיני על אלוהים, מושיע ישראלי. אלוהים שופט צדיק, ואל זועם בכל יום. אם לא ישוב חרבו ילטוש, קשתו דרך ויכונניה. ולא הכין כלי מוות, חיציו לדולקים יפעל. הנה יחבל אבן, והרע עמל, ויעלת שקר. בור קרא ויחפרהו, ויפול בשחת יפעל. ישוב עמלו וראשו, ועל קודקודו חמסו ירד. Ode Adonai Ketitko Vaazamera Shem Adonai Elyon.
Psalm 7.
Mizmor Zayin Shigayon le David Asher Shar Ladonai Al Divre Chush Ben Yemini Ben Yemini Ben Yemini Ben Yemini Adonai Elohai 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 Elohai
O Lord my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me and deliver me, lest he tear my soul like a lion, rending it in pieces while there is none to deliver. O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there be iniquity in my hands, if I have rewarded evil unto him that was at peace with me, yea, I have delivered him that without cause is mine enemy. Let the enemy persecute my soul and take it, yea, let him tread down my life upon the earth and lay mine honor in the dust. Arise, O Lord, in thine anger. Lift up thyself because of the rage of mine enemies, and awake for me to the judgment that thou hast commanded. So shall the congregation of the people compass thee about. For their sakes, therefore, return thou on high. The Lord shall judge the people. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness, and according to mine integrity that is in me. O let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just. For the righteous God tries the hearts and reins. My defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. God judgeth the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. If he turn not, he will whet his sword. He hath bent his bow and made it ready. He hath also prepared for him the instruments of death. He ordaineth his arrows against the persecutors. Behold, he travaileth with iniquity, and hath conceived mischief. Brought forth falsehood. He made a pit and digged it and is fallen into the ditch which he made. His mischief shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come down upon his own pate. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High.
Rewind and come back, selector.
Legashun, Agarashun, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashwe, Ethiopia Menage. You know? But we want the next verse with Amalek. But we want the next verse with Amalek.
መዝሙር 7 ስለ ብንያማዊ ሰው ስለ ኩዝቃል ለእግዚአብሔር የዘመረው የዳዊት መዝሙር አቤቱ አምላኬ በአንተ ታመን ከመያሳድዱኝ ሁሉ አድነኝና አውጣኝ ነፍሴን እንዳን በሳነጠው እንዳይሰብሯት የሚያድንና የሚታደግ ሳይኖር አቤቱ አምላኬ እንዲህስ ካደረኩ አመጣም በጄ ቢኖር ክፉ ላደረጉብኝም ክፉን መልሼላቸው ብሆን ጠላቴንም በከንቱ ገፍቼው ብሆን ጠላት ነፍሴን ያሳዳ ያግኛትም ሕይወቴንም በምድር ላይ ይርገጣ ክብሬንም በትቢያ ላይ ያዋርዳ አቤቱ በመዓትህ ተነስ በጠላቶቼ ላይ በቁጣ ተነስባቸው አቤቱ አምላኬ ባዘዝኸው ትእዛዝ ንቃ የአሕዛብም ጉባኤ ይከባ በእነርሱም ላይ ወደ ከፍታ ተመለስ እግዚአብሔር በአሕዛብ ይፈርዳል አቤቱ እንደ ጽድቄ ፍረድልኝ እንደ የዋህነትም ይሁንልኝ የኃጥአን ክፋት ይጥፋ ጻድቁን ግን አድና እግዚአብሔር ልቡንና ኩላሊትን ይመረምር። እግዚአብሔር የጽድቅ ጋሻዬ ነው፣ ልበቀኖችን የሚያድናቸው። እግዚአብሔር የእውነት ዳኛ ነው፣ ኃይለኛም ታጋሽም ነው፣ ሁሉ ጊዜም አይቆጣም። ባትመለሱ ግን ሰይፉን ይስላል፣ ቀስቱን ገፈረ አዘጋጀው፣ የሞት መሳሪያንም አዘጋጀበት፣ ፍላጻዎቹንም የሚቃጠሉ አደረገ። እነሆ ባመጣ ተጨነቀ፣ ጉዳትን ጸነሰ፣ ኃጢአትንም ወለደ። ጉድጓድንም ማሰ ቆፈረ፣ ባደረገውም ጉድጓድ ይወድቃል። ጉዳቱ በራሱ ይመለሳል፣ አመጣውም በአናቱ ላይ ትወርዳለ። እግዚአብሔርን እንደ ጽድቁ መጠን አመሰግናለሁ፣ ለልዑል እግዚአብሔርም ስም እዘምራለሁ።
Legashun, Agarashun, Memelegashun, Zengashwe, Ethiopia Menage, you know. But who want the next verse with Amarik?
Elect up to light up this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language. Learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, Nuwarpic, Temerians. Learn them languages there, learn the Amharic language.
Yes. Bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible, bring forth.
Salam ta, Anais Dalin, today's daily psalm. Psalm 7, Mezmor Sabbat. An appeal to the heavenly judge. Sounds themed and safer to lean. And just a note to the Chabarim, went to this psalm, I think in seven different reasonings before this recording, here in the Royal Amharic. And it really purifies the sight, the point of view, you know, in spirit and truth. And I'm not going to ride up with the Royal Amharic side by side along with the KJV, King James Version. And there's some nuances to be highlighted. We touched on a few of them in the superscription of today's daily psalm, which also seemed Yahweh, Jehovah implored to defend the psalmist against the wicked, against the ratchet. Psalm 7, Mezmor Sabbat. From the Mezmor Dawit, the Psalms of David, and here in the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible of Garmawik Adamawi Haile Selassie, the Book of the Seven Seals, of the Conquering Line, the Tribe of Judah, the Root of David, weep not, behold. Yes, I. So here, give ear. In the Royal Amharic, it has a theme right here, Besidat Gizeh. Yes, Adku So Elot. Besidat Gizeh in exile time, in a time of exile, Besidat Gizeh, Yetzadku Sol Tzelot, Yetzadku of the righteous soul, righteous man, Yetzadku Sol Tzelot, Tzelot, a prayer, prayer of the righteous man, Besidat Gizeh, in a time, in Iowa, of exile. Today's daily psalm from the Mezmore Dawit, from the Psalms of David, the Psalter, and here in the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, we begin. Besim Ab, Wewelid, Wemenfesed Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one source. In Jemralen, we begin. Beginning with the superscription, a very, very interesting superscription in this seventh psalm, Mezmur Sabat, Pamarinya. It reads in Amharic, the world Amharic, Sila binyamawi so Sila kuz kal leg ziyavihir yezemro yedawit mezmur. The KJV, Shigayon of David, which he sang to the Lord concerning the words of Cush, the Benjamite. Now for the details on the reasoning of that right there, we go into that in a couple of other Rastafari, the Rhema, you know, Rastafari, the Hebrew man, and the Rastafari, the Amharic man, Esai, Rhema on that right there. But here in the Book of the Seven Seals of Garmawi, Haile Selassie, First Bible, we have Sila Binyamawi, so, concerning a man of Benjamin, Sila Kuz, Kuz, not Kush here, but we have Kuz, Kal, concerning his words, the words of Kuz. Who was Cush the Benjamite? We get some details elsewhere, but right here we have Sila Binyamawi, so Sila Kuz Kal Le'eg Ziyavihar Yezem Ro Yedawit Mezmur, concerning the man of Benjamin, Sila Binyamawi, so Sila, concerning Kuz Kal, the words of Kuz. Le'eg ziyavihar, to sustain her, to the good, to the generous Ab. Yezemro, that which he chanted, that which was chanted, the vocal intonation, the zemre, zamer, zemre. Yezemro, yedawit, mezmor, the chant of David, which was chanted, intonated, word, sound, power, to Egaziavihar, to sustain of the good, the generous Ab, Father. This is the superscription in the Book of the Seven Seals, the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible for today's daily psalm, for Psalm 7. Now make I and I ride up, Kuter and verse 1. Abetu amlake be'ante tamenhu kamiyas ad dun hulu ad nenaut any. Abetu, abetu amlake be'ante tamenhu kamiyas ad dun hulu ad nenaut any. KJV reads, O Lord, my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me, and deliver me. Abetu amlake. My father, his father, O father of the house, amlake, my source. Be'anta in the eye, male, tamenhu, tamenhu, tamenhu. I Amen. I admit, I trust, I admit as true, I trust in the I, the ante tamenhu, kamiyasad dunye hulu, kamiyasad dun hulu, from all those that persecute, falsely prosecute and persecute I, kamiyasad dunye hulu, adnenna, Save, save I Adonai, Adonai, save I make I dechna, dechna, Adonai, and outain, bring I out, cause I to come out, save I, and cause I to come out from all of those, kamiyasad dun hulu, Adonai, outain, from all those that persecute and falsely prosecute I. Save I and cause I to come out. Uter hulet. Verse 2. Nesen in the andesa netko. Indaya sabruat. Imyadina. Imi tadegasai nor. Lest he tear my soul like a lion. Nefse. My soul, my psyche. Nefsen. Nefsin in the anbesa, as a lion netiko, tearing daya sebruat, so that he does not break her, tearing, snatching, and breaking nefse, my psyche, my soul, nefsin in the anbesa. Netiko and daya sebruat yemiyadin. One to save, to make dechna, yemiyadinna, and yemitadeg sainor. One to deliver, a deliverer, tadagi, yemitadeg sainor, while there is none. While there is no one, while there is none to deliver. Kuter source, verse 3. Avetu amlake, indihissa kadareghu, amet am beje binor. Avetu, my father's father, father of the house, amlake, my God, my source. Avetu amlake, indihissa kadareghu, indihis, like this, indihis, and like this, kadareguhu, if I have done this, if I had done like this, as this, what they falsely persecute and prosecute me for, amit'am, and iniquity or lawlessness, rebellion, amit'am, and lawlessness, rebelliousness, iniquity, amit'am, be'idje binor. If it's in my hand, be'idje, be, by way of in, idje, my hand, be'idje binor. If it be in my hand, if there be iniquity, lawlessness, rebellion in my hand, implying in my hands, Kuter Arat, verse 4. Kufu la deregu binyima, kufu na mel shilacho bihon, telate nema bekentu agefacho bihon. If I have rewarded evil to him that was at peace with me, yea, I have delivered him that without cause is mine enemy. Interesting verse here. Gut arat kufu, evil kufu la deregu binyim, evil doing to me kufun mel shelacho behon. If I have done evil to him, in other words, that had done evil to me, latenim, and my enemy, the one who hate her, hate my soul, my psyche, bekentu gefcho behon, and have persecuted my enemy in vain. In other words, I persecuted one who had not done anything to I. Kuter amist, verse 5. Elata nefsin yasad data yagnyatim hiwete nimbe midrlaya yergetat kvre nimma betbiya laya wardat. Let the enemy, elat, persecute my soul, nefsin, my psyche. Elata nefsin yasad data yagnyatim, and take it and find her. Yagnyatim. Hiwate nimba midrlaya yergetat. Yea, let him tread my life. Hiwate nim, my life, my hiwet. Hiwate, my life, hiwate nim. The midrlaya yergetat. Let him tread down my life upon the earth, upon the ground. Let him tread down my life upon the earth. Kavre nim, and my honor, kavre, kavre, kavre. Kavre nim, and my honor, my glory, my honor, kavre nim. Betabia la yawardat, betabia in the dust, betabia lie upon the dust, betabia lie upon the dust, yawardat, yawardat. Lay her, humble her. Humble her, humiliate my honor, my glory, but to be Allah Yawardat, and lay my honor in the dust and humiliate my honor in the dust. Selah, pause. Ut Sidis, verse 6. Abetu, bema'otihi tenes, bet latoche lai, bekut'a tenes sabacho. Avietu amlake, bazezahoti zaz nika. Arise, Avietu, I father, his father, O father of the house, be ma'atihi, be ma'ati, ma'ati, ma'at, me'at, me'at, the anger, be ma'atihi, tennis, be ma'atihi, tennis. Arise, Avietu. My father's father in thine anger, be me'ote, tennis, tennis, be t'la toche lai, be kut'a tennis sabacho, against my haters, my enemies, be t'la toche lai, against my enemies, be kut'a, be kut'a, be kut'a, in anger tennis sabacho. Sabacho, rise up against them. Bekuta tenesabacho, lift up thyself. KJV reads, because of the rage of mine enemies, against my enemies, upon my enemies, in anger, rise up against them, is what we have here in the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, Book of the Seven Seals. In the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible, it reads, Bet latoche lai, bekuta tenesabacho, against my enemies, in anger, rise up against them, in anger, bekuta tenesabacho, avietu amlake, bazezahoa tizazanika, abietu, my father, his father, father of the house, amlake, my source, abietu amlake, my father, my source, bazezaho, that which you have commanded, bazezaho, bazezaho, t'izaza, the commandment, the t'izaz that you have commanded, nik'ah, nik'ah, awake, bazezaho, t'izaz, nik'ah, and awake for me to the judgment that thou, the eye, has commanded. Uter Sabat, verse 7. Ya Ahizabim Gubaye, Yakababahal, Benarsum Lai, or the Kafta Temeles. So shall the congregation, the aggregation of the people, compass thee, I, about. For their sakes, therefore, return thou on high. Ya Ahizabim Guvaye, Yikababahal, Ya Ahizab, of the peoples, of the nations even, the nationalities, Ya Ahizabim Guvaye, Guvaye, the assembly of the people, the assembly of the nations, Yikababahal, Yikababahal, shall encircle the eye, male, Be enar sum lai. And upon them, what a kafta temeles, and upon them to the heights, what a kafta temeles, return to the heights upon them. For their sakes, therefore, return thou on high. Ut el cement, verse 8. Egziadihar, the Ahizab Yifardal Adirtu, in the Zidkeya Freddelin, in the Yawahinatema Yehunalin. The Lord, Egziadihar, sustainer, the Ahizab Yifardal, shall judge the people or the peoples or the nations, the Ahizab. To the Goyim, it means like the Goyim, the nations, the peoples. Egziav yherva ahizab yifardal. Egziav the sustainer shall judge the peoples, the nations, the nationalities. Abetu, I father is father, O father of the house. Enda tzidkei, fered delin. According to my righteousness, judge in favor of I, fereddling, judge in favor on my behalf, in the tzidkei, fereddling, in the yawahinatema yehunling, and according to mine integrity, my innocency, in the yawahinate, my integrity, my innocency, Yehun Ling, let it be Ling on my behalf, let it be for me. Kuter Zetain, verse 9. Yehat ana kafa tayitfa, sadkuna gina akna, exiavi her lebunana kulalitina yimremral. Oh, let the wickedness, the ratchetness of the ratchet of the wicked come to an end. Yeah, hat ana kafata yitfa. But establish the just. Tzadkun gin akna. Make it straight for the righteous. Tzadkun gin, but for the righteous, akna. But establish, make it straight for the righteous. Egziavihar lebunana kulalitin yimramral. For the righteous, egziavihar sustainer, trieth the hearts and the reins. Egziavihar lebunana, the heart, to say like the mind. Lebunana kulalit, the reins of the kidneys, signifying the motions, the emotions, the motive. Lebunana kulalitin yimaremral. He investigates, searches it out. To say triumph, he investigates, searches out the lebunana kulalitin, the heart and the kidneys, the mind and the motives, the mind and the motives. Kuter Asr, verse 10. Egziavir, yes, idik agashayeno, elibek enochina yemiyad nacho. My defense is of Egziavir, the sustainer, the good, the excellent, Father. Yes, idik agashayeno, yes, idik of righteousness, gashaye, a shield, my shield of righteousness. Egziavir, he is the sustainer. The good, the generous Ab is my shield of righteousness, of vindication. Egziavihir yitzidik agashayino. Libek enochin yemiyad nacho. Who saves, who makes dehna, yemiyad nacho, who makes dehna safe, well-being, the upright in heart, the libek enochin, those who have hearts that are straightforward, not crooked, straightforward, libek enochin, yemiyad nacho, who saves, makes dechna, the upright in heart. Kuter Asra'an, verse 11. Egziavihar yeuneta danyano, hailenyam tagashimno, hulgizem aikwetam. Egziavihar, stand the good, the excellent Ab, Father. Here we have, KJV says, judgeth the righteous. And Egziavihar, God, it says here, is angry with the wicked. every day. Now in the KJV, for this verse here, verse 11, we went into this verse a little bit more in another study, share that with the Chabarim and the Talmudim, those interested. But here, just to give ones a kind of a, this verse here in the Septuagint, the LXX, and here in His Majesty's Bible testifies a little bit differently right here. First of all, with the wicked, whenever you find italicizations in the KJV Bible, in the majority of cases, those words are not there, but supplied by the translator to give the English reader a kind of a sense of the Hebrew or the Hebrew understanding of the translator, as it were. But this verse here where it says that God judges the righteous and God is angry, italicization, with the wicked every day. You should read, God judges the righteous and God is angry every day. Is angry every day. See, that sounded funny, right? God is angry every day. If one hears, what? God is angry every day. Something very interesting here. Definitely check that out. Check out the full, you know, of that reasoning. Well, we just focus on this 7-11, Psalm 7, verse 11 here. But just to give ones a good overview here, it reads in the Royal Amharic, Gaziavi had a sustainer, Ya'unet, of truth, of the objective reality. Ya'unet danyano, danya, danya, from dan, danya, danya, which is even a link with Jan Hoy. Ilnet, ya'unet, of the objective reality, danya, danya, judge, danyano, danyano. He is the judge of truth. He is the judge of reality. He's the judge of the objective reality, the sustainer, the good, the excellent. Ah, the Gaziav, you have Yaunet Danyano, is the true judge. Some would translate it as the righteous judge, but literally here, I mean, in the spirit and truth of the word, he is the judge of the objective reality, the sustainer. Then it has these words here, Hailenyam tagashimno, Hailenyam, he is strong, Hailenyam, Hailenyam, he is strong, tagashim, and lenient or patient. So he's strong and he's patient or he's lenient in that sense, Hailenyam tagashimno. Hul gizem aikwatam, and always, hul gizem, and all the time, always, hul gizem aikwatam, aikwatam, he will not be angry always. Isn't this an interesting difference and nuance right here? Note that the words in KJV, Psalm 7, verse 11, with the wicked are italicized. So if we take that out, then it would read the way the version that they read it, but the idea that if God is angry, we get into more detail on that right here. Here it says, Hul gizem aikwata. And the witness, we have two, three witnesses, the HSC, Haile Selassie, the Book of the Seven Seals. We also have the Septuagint as a witness. More better reading of this verse, verse 11, that the sustainer, or God, if you please, is the judge of the objective reality. He is strong and lenient and patient. He's powerful and patient. Hailenyam tagashimno, hul gizem aikwatam, and he would not always be angry. Kuter asara, asara hulet, verse 12. Bat meles sugin seifun islar. If he turn not, he will wet his sword. He hath bent his bow and made it ready. Again, even with this verse right here, we have a very important nuance of difference here in the Authorized Revised Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, Haile Selassie Bible, as well as in the Septuagint and also other versions, but using these two versions as a point of reference. Here it reads, Batamelesu, if you do not, here it's like he is speaking to them. So he's speaking to these who are falsely prosecuting and persecuting and pursuing him. He's saying, Batamelesu, if you don't repent. Here it reads, if he turn not, which agrees with the Masoretic Hebrew race here, but here says Batemelesu, if y'all don't repent, Batemelesu gin, but if y'all don't repent, Seifun Yislal, he will wet his sword, or the sense here, sharpen, to wet, to sharpen the sword. Seifun Yislal, Kestun Getere, Azeg Gajem. His bow, he has bent, in that sense, the bow, ready the bow, right, and prepared it. Azeg Gajem, Azeg Gajem, Azeg Gajem. And he's preparing it, he makes it ready. But the key part here is the Batemeles Sugin. If y'all do not repent, have a 180 change from the astray way to Yahweh, truth and life, is what the psalmist, what Dawid is saying here, speaking to those who are persecuting and falsely prosecuting him. Kuter Asra Sos, verse 13. Yemot Mesarianim Azegajabet, Philats Awochunim Yemikat Elu Adarrege. He hath also prepared the instruments of death. Yemot Mesarianim Azegajabet, Azegajabet. He has prepared against him. He's prepared against him, Yemot of death, Mesarianim, the instruments of death. One can interpret as the weapons, the instruments, Yemot Mesarianim, Azeragjabet, Filat Awochunim, and his arrows, Yemikat Elu, are flaming, burning arrows. And as for his arrows, Yemikat Elu Adarrega, he has made them to be burning, to be fiery and burning. Here, KJV says, he ordained his arrows against the persecutors or prosecutors. And that sense is there, but here bringing it even more full, Filat Awochunim Yemikat Elu Adarrega. He has made them fiery. His arrows are fiery. Kutel Asara Arat, verse 14. Inneho ba'ometa te cheneke gudatin al tsenese chet yatinim awelede. Behold, inneho, see, look, here it is, inneho. The ametzah in lawlessness, in rebellion, the ametzah techenek. It says techenek, chenek. He's anxious, anxietous in rebellion, anxious, anxietous, almost like stress, techenek. Right, in the tight, constricted. He's constricted in this rebellion and lawlessness. KJV brings out, he travaileth with iniquity. Gudatin al tzenese, gudatin, and hath conceived mischief or hurt. Gudatin tzenese, to conceive, conceiving. Gudat, hurt, mischief. Chat yatin, wallada. And giving birth, wallada. Giving birth, bringing forth. Chat yat, to uckery, to sin, to lack, to lacking, sin, uckery. Chat yatinim, wallada. Kutel asra amis, verse 15. Gudatin amase wafarem, baderegowim gudat gudguad slika. Gudguadin amase wafarem, baderegowim gudguad yiwedgal. He made a pit. Gudguadin, there we go. Gudguadin, mase kwefere, baderegowim gudguada yiwedgal. Guadin the Master, he made a pit and digged it. Quafarem, Quafarem, Guadin Master, Quafarem, Badaregowima Guad. The ditch, the pit, which he did, he made Badaregowim Guad, the pit, the ditch which he made. Yewedkah, he has fallen, failed and fallen into the pit or ditch which he made. Gurgwadin Masa Kwafarem, Badaragawimma Gurgwada Yewedkah, Kutar Asara Siddhist. Verse 16. Guratu Barasu Yimelesan, Amit Awimma Be'anatu Lai Tewardalech. His mischief, his heart, the hurt and the wrongdoing, the mischief, Guratu, Barasu, his head upon his own head, Yimelesal, shall return upon his own ras, his own head. Guratu, Barasu, Yimelesal, his mischief shall return upon his own head, Amit Awim, Ba'anatu Lai. And his rebellious and lawless dealings, Amit Awim, Ba'anatu Lai, upon his own pate, and the pate here, the Anatu is like the top of his head, Ba'anatu Lai, so his rebelliousness, his lawlessness, his violent dealing, Ba'anatu Lai Tewardalech. She shall come down. Kuter Asara Sabat. Verse 17. Egziavi harinna inda sirkua meten amesegnalo. Lel ulla egziavi harimsim izemralo. I will praise Ekziah, the Herstein, the good, the generous Ab Father, in the Tzirkua Meten, Amesignalu, according to his righteousness. In the Tzirkua Meten, according to the measure of his righteousness, Amesignalu. Lel'ul, to the Most High, Lel'ul, Ekziah, the Herimsim. To the name of Egziavi here, the Sustainer, Most High, Lel Ul Egziavi Harim Sim Izemralu, and sing and chant Isis Izemralu to the name of Egziavi her. Le'ul Egziavi her. Lel Ul Egziavi Harim Sim Izemralu.
መዝሙር 7 ስለ ብንያማዊ ሰው ስለ ኩዝ ቃል ለእግዚአብሔር የዘመረው የዳዊት መዝሙር አቤቱ አምላኬ በአንተ ታመን ከመያሳድድኝ ሁሉ አድነኝና አውጣኝ ነፍሴን እንዳንበሳ ነጥቀው እንዳይፈብሯት የሚያድንና የሚታደግ ሳይኖር አቤቱ አምላኬ እንዲህስ ካደረኩ አመጣም በጄ ቢኖር ክፉ ላደረጉብኝም ክፉን መልሼላቸው ብሆን ጠላቴንም በከንቱ ገፍቼው ብሆን ጠላት ነፍሴን ያሳዳ ያግኛትም ሕይወቴንም በምድር ላይ ይርገጣ ክብሬንም በትቢያ ላይ ያዋርዳ አቤቱ በመዓትህ ተነስ በጠላቶቼ ላይ በቁጣ ተነስባቸው አቤቱ አምላኬ ባዘዝኸው ትእዛዝ ንቃ የአሕዛብም ጉባኤ ይከባ በእነርሱም ላይ ወደ ከፍታ ተመለስ እግዚአብሔር በአሕዛብ ይፈርዳል አቤቱ እንደ ጽድቄ ፍረድልኝ እንደ የዋህነትም ይሁንልኝ የኃጥአን ክፋት ይጥፋ ጻድቁን ግን አድና እግዚአብሔር ልቡንና ኩላሊትን ይመረምራል እግዚአብሔር የጽድቅ ጋሻዬ ነው ልበ ቅኖችን የሚያድናቸው እግዚአብሔር የእውነት ዳኛ ነው
ኃይለኛም ታጋሽም ነው ሁሉ ጊዜም አይቆጣ ባትመለሱ ግን ሰይፉን ይስላል ቀስቱን ገፈረ አዘጋጀ የሞት መሳሪያንም አዘጋጀበት ፍላጻዎቹንም የሚቃጠሉ አደረገ እነሆ ባመጣ ተጨነቀ ጉዳትን ጸነሰ ኃጢያትንም ወለደ ጉድጓድንም ማሰ ቆፈረ ባደረገውም ጉድጓድ ይወድቃ ጉዳቱ በራሱ ይመለሳል አመጣውም በአናቱ ላይ ይወርዳል እግዚአብሔርን እንደ ጽድቁ መጠን አመሰግናለሁ ለልዑል እግዚአብሔርም ስም እዘምራለሁ
You know where my deal is. It cannot happen. Them all go there, and that's where they trick the people. That's where they out of the fire. Too much guys go bow. Too much guys go bow. And bow for material instead of really deal with what's going on. And I wonder if them don't know what I'm doing. You know? But
many are calling, no? Many are calling, few are choosing.
Call in to hear the fuller full now or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the fuller full now. Call in.
Many are calling, no? Many are calling, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
Jah, deliver me through my troubles and trials. He comfort me. The Most High Jah, deliver me through my troubles and trials. He comfort me. Don't be here at table in front of me, in the presence of my enemy. That I anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Nothing but the pressure where we bear, or we deal with the struggle out there. Uno corrupt is thinking it no fear, uno judgment is drawing near. The Most High Jah, deliver me through my troubles and trials. He comfort me. The Most High Jah, deliver me through my troubles and trials. He comfort me. He said, rope on you them, Babylon, you want to shoot them. Tell him a Bobo, he'll go make Emmanuel recruit them. Them never know when me attack. When me used to step it with me back, me spot them a susu and a trap. And I can't look me name. Tell me I go drag them down the lane. Them a set up for me, but then give man can't claim. Deep in at them, tell them I go shame. The Most High Jah, deliver me through my troubles and trials. He comfort me. The Most High, deliver me through my troubles and trials. He comfort me. Don't be here at table in front of me, in the presence of my enemy. Just I anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Nothing but the pressure where we bear, or we deal with the struggle out there. Uno corrupt is thinking it no fear, uno judgment is drawing near. The Most High Jah, deliver me through my troubles and trials. He comfort me. The Most High Jah, deliver me through my troubles and trials. He comfort me. Deliver me into my troubles and trials. He comfort me. The Most High Jah, deliver me into my troubles and trials. He comfort me.
Yes, I. Today's daily psalm, the fulfillment, calling upon El Yon, the Most High. So there was Fontan Moja right there, the Most High. Before that, Desiree. About to write up the Midrash right here for the live stream, those in the live stream. About 11 minutes before we go into the grace of this podcast, Jah willing. One more tune, healing up the Most High. Here, Chronics. Yes, I. Rastafari.
Let's go.
I and I carry you, Jaja, deep down in my soul. Always hold my hand, you know, Jaja, never let me go. I and I walk with you, Jaja, deep down in my soul. Always hold my hand, you know, Jaja, never let me go. I and I still walk with the Savior, each and everywhere that I go. Still not left out the Most High, no. I not left out the Most High. I still a walk with the Savior, each and everywhere that I go. Still not left in the far right. I not left out the Most High. Raise my hand, Oja, could you walk?
Jah, yeah. Could you talk with me? Ooh, yeah. You are the reason me not in at the market. And you give me peace now me heart all when me get rich and have three bodyguard and some big bad dog in me heart. I and I still a walk when they say Jah, each and everywhere that I go. Still not left out the most high. I not left out the most high. I still a walk with the Savior. Each and everywhere that I go. Still not left King Tafari. I not left out the most high. On my way to school, carry Jaja with me. All in the classroom, carry Jaja with me. Oh, you mean? In every lane and every crevice and corner. Still I see a yes, him a fi me dan dada. From me a little bit a pit me one harder. So all when me son grandfather. I and I still a walk with the same. Each and everywhere that I go. And still not left out the most high. I not left out the most high. I still a walk with the same. Still a walk with the same. How much I you walk with, without Jah, you start to rise with. So walk with me,
yeah, yeah.
And talk with me,
yeah.
Don't want them nuclear power,
no.
Down to the very last hour, I and I still a walk with the Savior. Each and everywhere that I go, still now.
Don't go with the most I.
שמו לעולם לפני שמש ינון שמו ויתברכו בו כל גויים יאשרו.
His name shall endure forever. His name shall be continued as long as the sun, and men shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him blessed.
Kol goyim ye'asheruhu.
Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, God of Israel.
Baruch Adonai Elohim Elohei Yisrael,
who only doeth wondrous things.
Ose niflaot levado.
And blessed be his glorious name forever.
וברוך שם כבודו לעולם.
And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. With his glory.
וימלא כבודו את כל הארץ.
Amen.
Amen. קלו תפילות David ben Yishai.
The prayers of David the son of Jesse are ending. Are ending. Psalm 7.
Mizmor Zayin. Shigayon le David. Asher shar l'Adonai. על דברי חוש בן ימיני,
בן ימיני, בן ימיני, בן ימיני.
אדוני אלוהי, אלוהי, אלוהי.
Another comment on Shigayon of David, which he sang to the Lord concerning the matter of Another comment on Shigayon of David, which he sang to the Lord concerning the matter of Cush the Benjamite. Shigayon le David Asher Shar la Yahuwah al Divrei Cush ben Yemini. Shigayon of David that he sang to Jehovah la Yahuwah concerning the matter al Divrei Cush, concerning the matter of Cush the Benjamite, Ben Yamini, Shigayon le David, Asher Shar la Yahuwah al Divrei Cush Ben Yamini, Rav Tarfon says that David chanted HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, with many songs and outpourings of praise, outpourings of Isis. Here. Midrash note, Rav Tarfon seems to take Shigayon as meaning, quote, outpourings of song. So Rav Tarfon seems to take Shigayon here in the superscription in the Hebraic Aleph first verse. He takes Shigayon to mean outpourings of song. So Rav Tarfon said that David psalmed HaKadosh Baruch Hu many songs and outpourings of praise of Isaac. For David said, Ribon Shel HaOlamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, only after thou, the I, didst bring them out of Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, out of Kemet, and after thou, the I, didst bring them up again from the Yam Suf, from the Sea of Reeds, the Red Sea, the Etra Bahir, the Eritrean Sea, did the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, sing to thee, to the I. As for I, though Shaul, Saul, still pursues me, my song of praise of Isis to thee, to the I, does not cease. Why did David call Saul Shaul Cush? Why did David call Saul Cush? Because as David said, although Saul's mood towards me, towards I, changes constantly, yet he continues to pursue me. He continues to pursue I. And here, Midrash note right here, Cush is here taken here in the sense of, quote, one who pursues. Cush is taken here in the sense, hebraically speaking, of one who pursues. The word, some say, may be a form of the Hif'il of Nakash, the Hif'il, Hebraically, according to the Hebrew Bina Yanim, the patterns and the Hebrew Dikduk, the grammar, getting to the etymological root, Cush may be a form of the Hif'il of Nakash, which means to cause injury by contact.
caused injury by contact. But here in the Midrash note, Kush, concerning what Dawid said, that Shaul saw, no matter however his behavior, his mood, his attitude changes to David, he continues to pursue. So Kush is taken here in the sense of one who pursues. Kush. Rav Yitzhak Isaac said, even as Dawid, as David, as David prayed that he should not fall into Saul's hand, so he also prayed that Saul should not fall into his hand. When he said, according to words of Psalm 144, he breaks the 10th verse, it is he that giveth salvation to kings. It is he that giveth salvation to kings. Hanotein teshuah hamelakim. He who be, we be, is the one who giveth, the giver. Hanotein, who giveth teshua, salvation, victory, teshua, salvation, la melakim, to kings, to melakim, hanotein teshua, ha melakim. By Melachim, kings, he meant Shaul and Dawid. He meant Saul and David. And in saying, who delivereth David, his servant, from the hurtful sword. Hapoteh et Dawid Abdul Mechareb Ra'ah. Who rescueth Hapoteh, who rescueth Dawid, thy servant Abdul. Here, pointed as Abdul, his servant, Hapoteh et Dawid Abdul, who rescueth, delivereth Dawid, his servant, May Chareb, from the Chareb, the sword, Ra'ah, hurtful, Ra'ah, evil, Ra'ah, injurious, from the hurtful sword. Hapotze et Dawid Abdul, May Chareb, Ra'ah. He meant that he had not put forth his hand, Yado, against Saul. Midrash note, he meant against Saul. David also said, Ribon Shel Ha'olamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, I had many enemies, haters. I had enough haters, and they were all mighty men, but none except Saul was able to stand up against me. Dawid also said, Ribon Shel Ha'olamim, I had enough many enemies, and they were all mighty men, but none except Saul was able to stand up against me. Hence, David, here in the 18th Psalm, Hebraically the first verse, superscription, the Hebrew first verse, spoke to the Lord the words of this Psalm in the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. Lanatzeach le'eved Yahuwah. Dawid Asher Diber La Yahuwah et Dibre Hashira Hazot Biyom Hitzil Yahuwah Oto Mikaf Kol Oibayo U Miyad Shaul. For the leader, the chief musician, the overcomer, Lam Natsayah Le Eved Yahuwah, servant of Jehovah, Lid Dawid of David, Asher, Diber, Yahuwah, of Dawid, the servant of Jehovah, who spoke, Asher, Diber, La Yahuwah, Et Dibrei, Hashira, Hazot, who spoke to Jehovah the words of this song, Hashira, Hazot, of song this song in the day that Jehovah delivered him, Biyom Hitzil Yahuwah Oto, in the day that Jehovah delivers him, Biyom Hitzil Yahuwah Oto, delivers him from the hand of all his enemies, Mikaf Kol Oibayo, Mikaf Kol Oivayo, from the hand, from the palm, Mikaf, from the palm, Kol Oibayo, of all his enemies, Umiyad, and from Umiyad, hand, and from the hand, Umiyad, Shaul, and from the hand of Saul. So Dawid spoke to Jehovah the words of this song in the day that Jehovah delivered him from the hand of all his enemies, and from the hand of Saul, to show that he considered Saul, Shaul, as being equal in might to all his enemies, to all his haters, to all his enemies put together. Another comment on concerning the matter of Cush. Hear today's psalm. Psalm 7, Mizmor Zain, Mizmor Zayin, Psalms 7. Here, concerning the matter of Cush, Al Divrei Cush, on the matter of Cush, Al Divrei Cush. Cush refers to the Edat Yisrael, the congregation, the witness, the testimony, the Edat Yisrael, the congregation of Yisrael, of Israel. For when the Bnei Yisrael differ with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for when the sons of Yisrael, the children of Israel, differ with the Holy One, blessed be He, by sinning, by ucking up, He calls them Cushim. He calls them Cushites. As when he said, according to Amos chapter 9, verse 7, are ye not as the children of the Cushites, the Cushim, to me, O Bnei Yisrael, O children of Israel? Hello, Kivnei Cushim. Atem li Bnei Yisrael, Nuum Yahuwah, are y'all not as the children of the Ethiopians, or Hebraically the sons of Cush? Hello, Kivnei Cushi, Atem, you all, Atem, Li, for me? Hello, Kivnei Cushi, Atem, Li, Bnei Yisrael, oh, Bnei, oh, sons of Yisrael, Noom, Yahuwah, saith Jehovah, or Noom, the oracle of Yahuwah, Noom, Yahuwah, hello, Kivnei, Cushim, Atem, Li, Bnei Yisrael, Noom, Yahuwah. In similar use of the word Cushite, Scripture says, according to Bamidbar, Numbers chapter 12, verse 1, Moses had married a Cushite woman. Moses had married a Cushite woman. Here, Bamidbar, Numbers chapter 12, full of verse. What Davir Miriam, we Aharon, Bim Moshe Alo Dota Haisha Hakushit Asher Lakah Kiyisha Kushita Lakah. And Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses, Moshe, because of the Cushite woman whom he had married, for he had married a Cushite woman. Watadaber Miriam we Aheron De Moshe Al Odota Haisha Ha Kushit Asher Lakah Ki Isha Kushita Lakah. For he had married Lakah, had married. Did he really marry a Kushit? Isha Haisha Ha Kushit. Did he really marry Isha Kushit, a Kushite woman? Was it not Zipporah, whom he married? So here, Midrash note here concerning Zipporah, concerning Zipporah right here, a Midianite woman. Scripture calls her a Midianite woman. Refer to Shemot, Exodus chapter 2, verses 16 to verse 21. So, did he really marry a Cushite woman? Was it not Zipporah whom he married? She is referred, some say, to as a Cushite. However, because just as a Cushite, Isha Kushit is different in that her skin is black or melanated. So Zipporah was different in that her deeds were good. Likewise, Shaul, Saul, was different from other men, both because of his deeds and because of his beauty. For scripture says, according to 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 2, Saul, Shaul, a choice young man and a goodly, from his shoulders and upward, he was higher than any of the people. Here, 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 2, Saul, Shaul, a choice young man and a goodly, from his shoulders and upward, he was higher than any of the people. And here, the fuller verse, Wilo haya din, Ua shemo shawul, Bachur watov, V'ein isha mibnei Yisrael tov, Mimenu, Miyashikmo wa ma'ila, Gaboha, Mikol ha'am. Here, fuller verse, 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 2. And he had a son whose name was Saul, Shaul, a choice man, Bachur, a choice young man, and a goodly. And there was not among the children of Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, a goodlier person than he. From his shoulders and upward, he was higher than any of the people. Wilo haya ben ushemo shaul bachor watov ve'ein isha mibnei Yisrael tov mimenu mi shekmo wa ma'ela gaboha mikol ha'am. If you want to know how great Shaul, Saul's beauty was, then read closely the passage where it is said of Saul, of Shaul and his servants. Even here, we have 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 11 to verse 13, reading carefully and closely the passage where it said of Saul and his servants. As they went up the ascent to the city, they found young maidens going out to draw water, and said to them, "Is the seer here?" And they answered them and said, "He is. Behold, he is before thee, the eye. Make haste now, for he is come today to the city. For the people have a sacrifice today in the high place. As soon as ye, y'all, are coming to the city, ye, y'all, shall straightway find him, before he go up to the high place to eat. For the people will not eat until he come, because he doth bless the sacrifice. And afterwards they eat that are bidden. Now, therefore, get you up, for at this time, at this hour, ye y'all shall find him. Note that although he had asked a simple question, the maidens answered him at great length, thus delaying him until Samuel came, in order that they might gaze upon Saul's beauty. And here, a midrash note right here, delaying him until Samuel came. Here, the 47th note here in the Sefer Midrashim, thus delaying him until Samuel came. At this point in the text, as in the PE, the print edition, in the ET, the edited text, it is given as, quote, another interpretation, another Targum, that some say makes poor sense. So here, the printed edition. Accordingly, according to this reasonment right here, concerning the maidens answering Shaul, Saul, at great length, although he asked a simple question, thus delaying him until Samuel the prophet came, in order that they might gaze upon Saul's beauty. Accordingly, Shaul, Saul, was called Cush. Accordingly, Saul, Shaul, was called Cush.
Psalm 7.
Mizmor Zain Shigayon le David Asher Shar Ladonai Al Divre Chush Ben Yemini Adonai Elohai
Haile 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 Selassie Haile 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 Haile
Another interpretation, another Targum of Shigayon of David, that he sang to the Lord concerning the matter of Cush the Benjamin. Shigayon the Dawidat, another interpretation, another Targum of Shigayon of David, that he sang to the Lord concerning the matter of Cush the Benjamin. Shigayon le David asher shar la Yahuwah al dibrei Cush ben Yaminim. By way of a mashal, by way of a misale, a parable, a proverb, a man was walking along the road and another pursued him, but he escaped from his hand. Then another seized him, but again he escaped. But hardly had he escaped from the second when a third made to seize him. Only then did the man cry out to his friend to rescue him from the other's hand. So it was with David. So it was with David. Saul, Shaul, pursued him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the set apart, the sanctified, the Isle One, blessed be he, Baruch Hu, performed a miracle for him so that he was able to escape from Saul's hand. As is said even in 1 Samuel chapter 19 verse 18, David fled and escaped and came to Samuel to Ramah. And here, Midrash note where it reads, so that he was able to perform the miracle for him, so that he was able to escape. The Midrash says performed a miracle to escape. The printed edition reads. So here, 1 Shemuel, as it is said, David fled and escaped and came to Shemuel to Ramah. With David Barach Wayimalet Wayavo Il Shemuel HaRamata. Now David fled with David Barach and escaped Wayimalet and came to Samuel to Ramah. Wayavo Il Shemuel HaRamata. 1 Samuel chapter 19 first part of verse 18. But after he had escaped from Shaul, Saul, Doeg, Dog, came up against him. Dog stood up against him. But after he had escaped from Shaul, Doeg stood up against him and spoke to Saul, saying, according to the words of 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel chapter 22, verses 9 to 10, I saw the son of Jesse coming to Nob, to Ahimelech, and he gave him victuals. Vaya'alna Doeg ha Edomi, Wahua nitav av avdei Shaul. Vayomar raiti et ben Yishai ba nove il achi melek ben achi u waish ala lau bayahua we eda natana lau we eta chereba galiata ha pelishti and natana lau. Here, the fuller verse, 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel, chapter 22, verses 9 and 10. Then answered Doeg the Edomite, who was set over the servants of Saul, and said, I saw the son of Jesse coming to Nob, to Ahimelech, the son of Ahitub. Waya'ana Doeg ahai domi. Then answered Doeg the Edomite, Wayan Doeg Haedomi, Wahua Nitav Allah of De Shaul, who was set or who stood with who Nitav stood all upon Abde Shaul, who stood upon or who was set over the servants, the Abde Shaul, the servants of Saul. Wayomar Raiti Yeta Bena Yishai Ba Nove Illa Ahimelech Ben Ahitub, and said, Wayomar, I saw Raiti the son of Jesse coming to Nob. Raiti Yeta Ben Yishai Ba Nove to Ahimelech Il Ahimelech, the son of Ahitub. Achitu, Ben Achitu. And he inquired of Jehovah for him. Waish'al lahu b'Yahuwah, and gave him victuals. With Eda Natan lahu, and gave him the sword of Goliath the Philistine. With eight Chereb Galiata HaPlishti, and Natan lahu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, asks Shaul, was it any of thy victuals that Ahimelech gave to David? Was it any of thy victuals that Ahimelech gave to David? Did not Ahimelech give David, part of the shoe bread, the showbread that is placed before me? Did not Ahimelech give David, part of the showbread that is placed before us? And here, First Shemuel, First Samuel, chapter 21, verse 7. Vayitein lo ha-kohen ha-kodesh, ki lo haya sham lechem, ki im lechem ha-panim, ha-musari, mi lifnei Yahuwah, la-sum lechem, hom b'yom hilato. Here, for the verse, so the priest gave him holy bread. Vayitein lo ha-kohen kodesh, for there was no bread there but the show bread. Ki lo haya sham lechem, ki im lechem ha-panim, the show bread that was taken from before Jehovah. Ha-musarim milifnei Yahuwah, to put hot bread in the day when it was taken away. Lasum lechem chom b'yom hilato. Doeg, dog, said further to Shaul in 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel chapter 22, verse 10, he also gave him the sword of Goliath the Philistine, and he inquired of Jehovah for him. Ve'et Chereb Goliath ha-Pelishti Natan lahu, with Eda Natan lahu, with eight Chereb Goliath ha-Pelishti Natan lahu. At this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, silenced wicked ratchet Doeg, for of such it is written even in Psalm 31, Hebrews 19 verse, that reads, let the lying lips be put to silence, which cruelly, disdainfully, and despitefully speak against the righteous. Telamna sifte shaker ha dovrot alaz adika atak bitawa wabuz, make the lying lips be dumb. Telamna sifte shaker, that speak arrogantly against the righteous. Ha dovrot alaz adika atak, with pride and contempt. May the lying lips be put to silence that cruelly, disdainfully, and despitefully speak against the righteous. Psalm 31, Hebrews 19 verse. In this way, David was rescued from Doeg. But when Ahithophel came, David cried out, saying, O Lord, I pray thee, I turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness. Here in 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 15, verse 31. And here the fuller verse in 2 Samuel, chapter 15, verse 31. With David, Gid Lemor, Achitofel, Baka Sharim, Aim Avshalom, Wayomer Dawid, Sakal Na Hetait, Ata Achitofel Yahua, and Wanto Dawid, David saying, Achitofel, Achitofel is among the conspirators with Absalom. With Dawid Higid Lemor, Achitofel, Bak Sharim, Aim, Avshalom. And Dawid and David said, O Jehovah, praise I, turn the counsel of Achitofel into foolishness. Wayomer Dawid, Sakel na, Eta itzat Achitofel, Yahuwah. O Jehovah, praise I, turn the counsel of Achitofel into foolishness. Sakel na, Eta itzat Achitofel, Yahuwah. O Jehovah. And so, Ha Elohim, Ha Elohim, the power had rescued him from the three men. Dawid began to sing Shigayon of David that he sang to Jehovah concerning the matter of Cush. Shigayon le Dawid asher shar la Yahuwah al divrei Cush ben Yemini. Shigayon of David, Shigayon le Dawid, that he sang to Jehovah, Asher Shar la Yahuwah, concerning the matter of Cush, al divrei Cush. Another interpretation of Shigayon of David, Shigayon le Dawid. David said to Ha Elohim, Ha Elohim, the power, true good, true God, Ribon Shel Ha Olami, Master of the Universe, forgive me and pardon me, pardon I for all the impulsive acts, Shigiyot, the impulsive acts, Ribon Shel Ha Olami, forgive I and pardon I for all Shigiyot, the impulsive acts I committed. And Dawid and David excused himself to Ha Elohim, to Ha Elohim, the power, pleading, according to the words of Psalm 19, verse 13, Hebraically, who can understand his impulsive acts? Who can understand his shagiyot? Clear thou me from hidden faults. Shigiyot miyavin me nisa tarot nakeni. Who can discern errors? Shigiyot miyavin mi hu yavin, to understand, to discern. Miyavin shigiyot miyavin. Menisa tarota na keini. Clear thou I from hidden faults. Menisa tarot na keini. It is revealed and it is known in thy sight that I have not deliberately done evil to any man. Even those men who have done evil to me, I have neither repaid nor requited with evil. Hear, Mizmor Zain, Mizmor Zain, today's Psalm 7, Hebrew, the 5th verse. If I have requited him that did evil to me, and hear, the verse before, Psalm 7, verse 4. If I have done this, if there be iniquity in my hands, and hear, verse 6, Hebraically, then an enemy should have pursued my soul. Gamalti Sholmi Ra. Im Yesh Avel Be Chapai. Yeradof Oyev Nafshi. If I have requited him that did evil to me. Im Gamalti. Sholmi Ra. If there be iniquity in my hand. Im Yesh Avel Be Chapai. Let make the enemy pursue my soul. Yiradof Oyev Nafshi. Hailahim Ha Elohim asked David, asked David, where did an enemy pursue thee? Where did an enemy pursue thee I? David replied, in the cave Bamidbar, in the wilderness of Ein Gedi. And here, Midrash note, right here, reference to 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel chapter 24, here, verse 2. Vayehi ka'asher shav Shaul me'achrei ha'Pelishtim, vayagidu lahu lemor, hine David b'midbar ein gedi. And it came to pass when Saul was returned from following the Philistines, that it was told him, saying, behold, David is in the wilderness of Ein Gedi. Vayehi ka'asher shav Shaul me'achrei Pelishtim. And it came to pass when Saul was returned from following the Philistines. Vayagidu lahu lemor, hine David b'midbar Ein Gedi. And it was told, him, Wayagidu Lawu, saying, Lemor Hine, behold, look, see, David b'midbar Ein Gedi. Behold, David is in the wilderness, in the midbar Ein Gedi, of Ein Gedi. Vayehi ka'asher shav Shaul me'achrei ha'Pelishtim, vayagidu lahu lemor, hine David b'midbar Ein Gedi. Thereupon HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to David, in that cave did I not open a way for thee? And did I not deliver thee, I, out of Saul's hand? And here, Midrash note to the Midrash on Psalm 142, the sixth section, 142.6, for a fuller full on this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to David, in that cave did I not open a way for thee, and did I not deliver thee out of Saul's hand? And David answered, because thou didst so, therefore I sang a song to thee, to the eye, as it is said, he sang to Jehovah concerning the business of Cush, the Benjamite, Asher Shar Layahua Al Dibre Cush Ben Yemini. Another comment on Shigayon. Shigayon here Hebraically being interpreted as impulsive speech. Another comment on Shigayon, impulsive speech of David. Shigayon lit David. Here's Aleph, the Hebraic first verse, the superscription. Here. Psalm 7, Mizmor Zain, Mizmor Zain. Psalm VII, Shlomo, Solomon. Solomon said in his wisdom, according to Proverbs chapter 21, verse 23, whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue, keepeth his soul, nafsho, his psyche, keepeth her from troubles. Shomer piyo ul shono, shomer mi arot nafsho. Whoso keepeth his mouth, shomer, to guard, to protect, to hedge about, shomer pio, his mouth, ulishono, and lishono, and his tongue, shomer mitzarot, keepeth, guardeth, hedgeth about, shomer nitzarot, from me, from sarot, from troubles, nafsho, his soul. Shomer piyo ulshono, shomer mitzarot nafsho. And though he, Shlomo, Solomon also said, according to Kohelet the preacher, Ecclesiastes 5:1, be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thy heart be hasty to utter anything before Elohim, true good, true God. Hear, 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 full of verse. Ala tiv ahel al tika with libeka ala yimahira lehotia davara lifne ha Elohim. Ki ha Elohim bashamai wa'ata al ha'aretz al king Yehiyua devareka me'ati. Be not rash with thy mouth, and make not thy heart be hasty to utter a word before Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, the power, Ha'elohim. Ki Ha'elohim, for the Elohim, the power is in heaven, and thou, we'ata al ha'aretz, thou upon the earth. Therefore, let make thy words be few. All king, Yehiyu, devareka me'atim. Nevertheless, Hanabim asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the prophets asked the Holy One, blessed be He, why dost thou bestow worldly wealth upon the Goye? The Goye Ha Aret, upon the nations, the nationalities of the earth. Ha Elohim, Ha Elohim, the power, true good, true God replied, have I not told you in scripture that, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 10, the Lord thy God repayeth them that hate him to their face, to destroy them. And here, Midrash note, Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim, rewards the wicked for their good deeds in this world, but punishes them for their wicked, their ratchet deeds in the Olam Haba. Here, 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 a note right here to the quotes from Devarim, Deuteronomy. Mishalem, le sonaya, ella panaya, le ha adido, lo ye ahira, le son o, ella panaya, ye shalem lawu. Here, 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 Devarim, the full of verse 10, chapter 7, verse 10. Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 10, and repayeth them that hate him to their face to destroy them. He will not be slack to him that hateth him. He will repay him to his face. Ua mishalem le sanayo il panayo le ha abido lo ye aher le sono il panayo ye shalem lawu. Of those who question Ha Elohim, Ha Elohim, Yishayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah said, according to Isaiah chapter 45, verse 9, woe to him that striveth with his maker, a potsherd among the potsherds of the earth. Shall the clay say to him that fashioned it, what makest thou? Hoi, Rav, Eta, Yotro, Chereseta, Chersei, Dama, Heyomara, Chomera, Le, Yotzro, Mata, Isse, Ua, Fa'alka, Ein, Yadayim, Lo, woe to him that striveth with his maker. Hoi, Rav, Eta, Yotzro, as a potsherd among the potsherds of the earth. Charesa eta charsei adama, shall the clay say to him that fashioneth, it? Hiyomara chomera li yotro. What makest thou? Mata iset. What makest thou? Ua fa alka ein yadayim lo. Or thy work. Ua fa alka. Thy work. It hath no hands. Ein yadayim lo. Hoi rav eta yotro. Charesa eta charse. Adam. Hiyomara chomera le yotro. Mata isse. Ua fa alka. Ein yadayim lo. Yet when Habakkuk came, he said defiantly, I will stand upon my watch and set me up on the fence place, my door, and will watch to see what he will say to me. Hear, hear, hear. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1. Ala mishmarti e'emoda. Where eta yatsaba al matzor? Why it's a te lirot ma yitaber di? I will stand up on my watch al mishmarti emoda and set me upon the tower. Where eta yatsaba al matzor and will look out to see what he will speak by me. Why it's a peh lirot ma yidaber bi, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. Ua ma ashiv al tokachti. What is meant by the fence place, matzor? What is meant by Matzor, the fence place? It means that Habakkuk drew a figure, a sura, on the ground, stood in the middle of it and said, quote, I will not depart hence from here until thou answerest this complaint of mine. And here, here, Midrash note, Matzor, translated as fence place, matzor and sura. The Hebrew words matzor and sura, as we have here in Habakkuk, we have Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1, al mishmarti e'emoda. We eta yatsva al matzor, and set me up on the tower, the matzor. So the Midrash question is, what is meant by matzor? So we have matzor and sura are from the same stem, Hebraically, the sur, to shape. Also referred to the Midrash on Psalm 77, the first section, 77.1, and Psalm 126, the second section, 126.2. Also referred to the Fathers according to Rabbi Nathan, translated a translation, chapter 9, page 99, where it is stated that Moshe, quote, Moshe, drew a small circle and stood inside it, end quote. This was, quote, a magical act by means of which the person cut out for himself, as it were, a precinct over which evil or demoniac spirits could have no influence. So also a reference to Jewish magic, superstition, reference right there, but this connection with the Midrash note on connecting the Matzor, a tower, Matzor, or a fence place, here, with Habakkuk drawing a figure, a surah, a surah on the ground, standing in the middle of it and saying, I will not depart hence until thou answer this complaint of mine, end quote. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, assured Habakkuk, quote, I shall give thee an answer, the answer I give to anyone whose strength has been broken by his labors on my behalf. And here, Midrash note to whose strength has been broken. The answer I give to anyone whose strength has been broken. Here, Midrash note, literally, to anyone who has broken his matter on my behalf, end quote. Having broken his matter, he cannot continue the walk, the work of digging. So here, bringing out the literal sense, to anyone, the answer I give to anyone who has broken his matter on my behalf. Thus, having broken his matic, he cannot continue the work of digging, even on my behalf. Here. Habakkuk then began to complain. How long, O Lord, shall I cry, and thou wilt not hear? Why dost thou show me iniquity and look upon perverseness? Hear, Habakkuk. Habakkuk chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. Adana Yahuwah Shiva'iti Wiloa Tishma'a Ezaka Elecha Hamasa Wiloa Toshi'a Lama Tar'eni Awen. How long, Adana Yahuwah, Jehovah, shall I cry? Shiwati, Shashaut, Adana Yahuwah, Shiwati, and thou that I will not hear, Wilo Tishma. I cry out to the eye of violence, Ezaka Elecha, Hamas, and thou will not say, Wilo Toshia. Why dost thou show me iniquity? Lama tareni awen? Lama tareni awen? Lama tareni awen? Thereupon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu replied to Habakkuk, Thou art not an ignorant man, but art a learned man. And so go write thy vision of iniquity and perverseness plainly on thy tablets. And then say, cause me to know the time of redemption. Hear, Midrash note, plainly on thy tablets. Literally, the tablets upon which the alphabet is written. So literally here in the Midrash, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu replies to Habakkuk, thou art not an ignorant man, but art a learned man. And so go write thy vision of iniquity and perverseness plainly on thy tablets, or the tablets upon which the Aleph Beit, the alphabet, is written, and then say, cause me to know the time of redemption. As HaElohim HaElohim, the power, said in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2, write the vision and make it plain. And make it plain. Write the vision and make it plain up on tablets. Ketov chazon uva'er al haluchot. Write the vision. Ketov chazon. Ketov, write chazon, the vision. Ketov chazon uva'er. And making plain al haluchot, upon the luchot, upon the tablets, upon the tables. Ketov Chazon, Ubair Al Haluchot. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, also said to Habakkuk, quote, at the time of the first exile into Babylon, I said, according to Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 10 and 11, after 70 years are accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you to give you an expected end. Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 10 and verse 11. After 70 years are accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you to give you an expected end. But the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, did not believe. Ma'amin did not admit as truth, believe that they would have to wait for the time of their redemption. And Ermias had to urge them, according to Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 6, build ye houses and dwell in them. And here Midrash note, and Jeremiah had to urge them. This section here, Midrash note. So amended at Professor Saul Lieberman's suggestion, the edited text, it reads, quote, and they said, end quote. The text seems to yield a satisfactory sense without the emendation. Like Habakkuk, the Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites, lost all hope, all expectation of being redeemed, and did not believe, ma'amin, admit, ha'ilahim, ha'elohims, the powers promised to visit them after 70 years. Instead, they said that they were told to build houses for a permanent stay in Babylon, and that this was what they thought they ought to do. But mark that it is written that as soon as 70 years had ended, according to 2 Chronicles chapter 36, verses 22, and verse 23, it reads, Yahuwah Jehovah stirred up the spirit of Koresh, Cyrus, king of Persia, so that he made a proclamation. Yahuwah Jehovah hath charged me to build him a house in Yerushalayim. Jehovah hath charged I to build him a house in Yerushalayim, Jerusalem. 2 Chronicles chapter 36 verses 22 and verse 23. This time also, when the year of redemption comes, I shall redeem the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, as it is written, for it is written even in Isaiah chapter 63 verse 4, the day of vengeance that was in my heart and my year of redemption are come. Ki yom nat'am b'libi u'a shenata geluai geulai ba'a. For the day of vengeance that was in my heart and my year of redemption are come. Ki yom nat'am b'libi u'a shenata geulai. As soon as Habakkuk heard this, he fell upon his face and supplicating said, Ribon Shel Ha'olamim, punish me not as one who was willful, but rather as one who was impulsive. Of this it is written even in Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 1, a prayer of Habakkuk the prophet upon impulsive speech. Tefilat ha Habakkuk ha-Nabi al Shiga Yonot, a prayer of Habakkuk the prophet upon Shiga Yonot, Shiga Yonot, Tefillat Lach Habakkuk Hanabi al Shiga Yonot. David used the same word of his speech, Shigayon of David, that he sang to Jehovah concerning the matter of Cush, the Benjamite. Shigayon le David asher shar la Yahuwah al divrei Cush ben Yimini. And here, Midrash notes, see the comment above on this verse, even here in the Midrash Tehillim, refer to this Midrash Tehillim, the first perek, the first section, 7.1. But was Saul a Cushite? Was Shaul a Cushi? Was he a Cushite? No. For the word Cush merely shows that Saul was different from other men in his actions and in his looks. For example, when Samuel said to Shaul, even in 1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 8, thou shalt go down before me to Gilgal, and behold, I will come down to thee to offer burnt offerings and to sacrifice sacrifices of peace offerings. Saul did not do as he was told. Instead he said, furthermore, here, according to Shemuel, 1 Shemuel chapter 13, verses 9 and 10, bring hither here to me the burnt offering and the peace offering. And he offered the burnt offering. And it came to pass that as soon as he had made an end of offering the burnt offering, behold, Samuel said, what hast thou done? Note that this is one instance of Saul's being different, and adding to it the spearing of the king of Amalek. You have two instances. And here the Midrash notes, points the Talmudim to 1 Samuel, Shemuel, 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 9 for reference.